Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me by phone is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, wow, we've started a new legislative session in St. Paul, and everything old is new again.
That's right. They were sworn in yesterday, and they'll be sworn at for the next 6 months. So it's exciting times in the Minnesota legislature. A lot of new faces. You know, you have 60-plus members in the House and quite a few in the Senate. You have new majorities, a lot of change in leadership. So there's just a lot of action, a lot of things that are going to be happening fast and furious now that they're in session.
Well, the million-dollar question, of course, is what is the impact on rural Minnesota with all these changes at the state legislature?
You know, I think the impact will be definitely developing over the months, but I think, you know, first and foremost, what we from a rural perspective can do to be a little more proactive is education. There is, with so many new faces, so many new chairmen and women of committees that are important to rural Minnesota, it's time for people with rural interests and rural issues to do what they can to educate and inform these new decision makers. So, you know, I'm working hard here at the center to make sure that we are presenting a lot of facts and a lot of information to really bring some of these new people up to speed, but also working with other groups across the state, across rural Minnesota to, you know, really talk to them about the importance of, you know, making your visits to the Capitol and visiting with these new people and really giving them a good picture of what's going on in rural Minnesota.
Do you have to sort of put it in Cliff's Notes versions? Because, I mean, they got to be inundated with stuff right now.
I always tell people if it's on more than one page, it won't get read.
Yeah.
You know, you look at, especially from a perspective of a freshman legislator, you're trying to drink water out of a fire hose right now. You're having problems figuring out where the bathrooms are at the Capitol, let alone, you know, what the funding formula of education in a rural district is. So there's just a lot of learning going on. And, you know, if we can, from a rural perspective, you know, try to synthesize things down, simplify, really come at it with a common sense approach and just, you know, really let them know that there's a lot of us out here in the rural part of the state that really, you know, really want to see them succeed and be successful for rural Minnesota.
Sure, and how certain things sort of dovetail together, too.
Yep, you bet. You know, how education affects economic development and then how agricultural affects, you know, school funding, you name it, you bet. It's really trying to paint a picture for them in a simple way that allows them just to get, you know, some roots growing and really become, I guess, grounded in some of those issues. And as session goes, you know, then you can add some complexity to the issues and create some context and some history. But, yeah, definitely right now it's getting to know new people, making sure that they know that there's resources out in rural Minnesota that are really, you know, there to help them learn.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, good luck in all the efforts you're making. And, of course, encourage those who are listening to be engaged because it's an opportunity to get to know some of these new legislators and the ones that have been around a while, too.
That's right. It's up to us. That's right.
Thanks so much, Brad. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.